The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam bum about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam bum and Slim. They do win them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Bomb back once again with another episode of the Morning Routine Podcast. If you haven't hung out with us yet during our live shows, make sure to check those out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on www.vaporradio.com. You can also download our app on all iOS and Android devices and enable our Amazon Alexa skill. Go into the Alexa app, search Vapor Radio, enable it, and you are good to go. We appreciate all the love and support. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can always email us at mailbag@vaporradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter @VaporRadio1. That is the number one, @VaporRadio1. Facebook.com, search Vapor Radio, like the page, share the page, tell all your friends and family about it. We definitely appreciate it. We're growing more and more every day, and we can't thank you guys enough. So enjoy the podcast, and peace out. Let's jump to the phone line real quick, just because we got a caller who's basically been on the line since the start of the show. And we're going to let him jump on and say...
Probably going to cuss us out because our secretary ain't about shit.
What up, morning routine?
Oh, yeah. Y'all treating me like I'm a listener on hold for a prize.
Caller 96! What have you
won? Hey, look, I was about to say, too. I was about to say, look, we got to get him a prize for being out there, but...
Yo, my nigga, y'all niggas owe me some shit. Time compensation.
This, I guess we got t-shirts.
We could do some stationery. You know what I mean? We could
just say, I'll give you a bumper sticker that you can never peel off your car.
Yeah, you got some use for a pen and a pad of paper?
We got some stationery for you.
Yeah, got some envelopes.
Got some envelopes. All the music and the motherfucker. Listen, I was calling because I wanted to talk about the Halloween movies with y'all, but the reason why I brought it up is I wanted to bring it up is because one of my favorite movies on the list is Nightmare on Elm Street. I love my nigga Freddy.
Yeah.
But the second movie, Freddy's Revenge, is probably like the scariest in the fucking franchise. And I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
Number two?
Yeah, number two is way scarier than the
first
one.
That's the one. That's the one where he actually started to take over the town.
Remember he starts driving the bus. He drives the school bus.
It keeps looping around.
Love that, y'all.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that one was scary, bro. Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you got a few minutes, let's just jump into this. If you got time to hang out on the line with us, let's.
All right, yeah, I'm here, man.
Let's jump into this. All right. So this is our top 10 favorite Halloween movies. We got together and compiled this yesterday. Put the minds together. Tried to come up with a great list here. So we got a couple honorable mentions. Let's do these first, and then we'll jump into it. So, honorable mentions. We got Evil Dead. Great movie. And I'm going more with the remake, or the newer one, I think, came out a couple years ago. Yeah, the newest one.
Yeah.
The original was back in, like, 81 or 83. So, Evil Dead, Child's Play, and I'm going with the series just in general. Don't tell me that there's one or the other, Child's Play.
Let's just say the series. Yeah,
they fucked it up with the Bride of Chucky and then Bride
and
of Chucky,
the kid of Chucky, like, the baby mama of Chucky.
Yeah,
Chucky's little cousin and them, all that shit.
We didn't need all that. Chucky was good just by itself. The Shining. Big shouts out to Portland. Part of that was recorded here.
Carrie was dope.
Carrie was good, and The Shining was scary too. It had a scary moments. Carrie was scary. It was scary. Yeah.
When we were talking about this,
but I feel like
go ahead.
Carrie was scary, but I feel like Carrie was such a like a gimmicky movie.
Yeah, so we were talking about this yesterday, and really, you could put just about any Stephen King book that was remade into a movie on here.
Mm-hmm.
And
word.
Just like...
Saw.
Which one?
1408, man. Have you ever seen 1408? And that was based off of a short story by Stephen King. And
that's the one you were trying to think of yesterday,
up,
Slim, is 1408. That's the hotel one.
Yeah,
remember
I kept saying,
yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. I couldn't think of the name. I was like, damn it.
Pet cemeteries are creepy. I mean, Misery is not so much scary as creepy.
Yeah.
But any Stephen King one, man. But like you said about Carrie, there, it's gimmicky. They all can kind of be gimmicky. They're all a little bit hoaxy, but some of them are definitely done better than the other ones. So,
like Pet Sematary is definitely done better than Carrie for sure.
For sure.
Like that shit makes sense. That shit can happen, my nigga. Like,
and you know they got the new one coming out, right? They got the new Pet Sematary.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the remake. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the new Halloween?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet,
but I see they got the trailer and stuff. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that looks good. And Jamie Lee Curtis is in it again. And
they brought her. Brought her back.
Yeah. And then because Slim got mad that there wasn't enough blackness on our list, bringing up the rear, we got Candyman and Tales from the Hood.
Why they gotta be bringing up the rear, though?
Well, they're just on the honorable mentions. And you yourself,
I like Candyman. Candyman was scary, though. Candyman had a little...
Candyman dope, bro. Candyman,
you know what I'm saying?
Hard.
Candyman had a little parts in there. And then, see, Tales from the Hood, though, it was some little scary stuff on that also.
I feel like Candyman was like a mock, like a ripoff of that. What was that campfire story that you told back in the day about the guy with the hook scratching on the car door? There'd be the guy was in the car with his girlfriend and... They got out of the car and there was like a hook stuck the door. Like, I feel like Candyman was a ripoff of that story. There's like a real hook.
First of all, we're
going
to have to stop bashing black horror stars, okay?
It's good.
Leave Candyman his props and let him be an evil villain, okay?
It was good. It worked. So let's go back to our list now. 10 to 1. We'll go 10 to 1. So number 10, we put The Ring.
Whoa, what are we talking about?
The series.
Yeah, The Ring, the series was a good one. Again, there's going to be some movies on here that we're just talking about the series in general. So, you know, don't come at us and be like, well, which one? Well, you pick. There's some that we like better than the others, but so we're just putting the series. So The Ring was definitely good. Did y'all catch The Ring?
Yeah, hell yeah. Of course, number one was the scariest
one.
Only
saw the first one.
Yeah, that
first
well,
one.
Hey, number two is dope too.
Shit.
Yeah, first one. That's what got it for me. So that's what.
That's just scary.
List.
Yeah, straight up.
This was a tough one. I think this one should be on the list no matter what. Slim wanted to debate me about this one, so we came to an agreement that we'll put it at number 9. That's gonna be Scream. I stick to the first one. The first
that's
Scream.
That's my number one, yo.
See,
number one?
I can't believe you got... Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Scream?
Yeah.
Me, it's a classic Halloween movie.
But not for Halloween number one, though.
Yeah. It's nostalgic. It's a classic. And it's also the original to one of my favorite comedy movies, Scary Movie.
Oh, Scary
so
Movie.
It's a lot to me.
Right on.
Yeah. So Scream made the list. It made the list. I feel like it should be a little bit higher up, but coming in at a strong number 9. Strong 9.
All right.
Number 8, we're coming up with The Conjuring. The Conjuring was scary as fuck to me.
I heard stories about that.
I'm passing on those movies, bro.
Yeah,
that's
The Conjuring,
that's scary.
The Annabelle. And what's the new one they're putting out? The Nun, I think. I think it's called The Nun or The Nuns.
Annabelle was dumb scary.
I'm good on all that.
I feel
like
to be
that's one of those ones that you can relate to, like a scary doll or something like that. Like some of those dolls, man, they're creepy. They're creepy. So
that doll shit is fucked up, bro.
Yes,
I'm still fucked up when Child's Play, when the mom went to go in the first one, when the mom went to go get Chucky under the couch, and that nigga got up, started running around the house and chasing her with a knife, nigga. I was like, we out, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, we out, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Seven, The Blair Witch Project. Another solid movie.
That's a classic, bro. That's a classic.
See, yeah, that's a great Halloween story. I mean, that's a good Halloween movie right there. It's got everything. It's scary. It looked real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was such a cool concept, too, like the way they filmed that to make it almost look like a documentary.
Yeah, bro.
So it was such a great movie. Yeah.
That was creepy, straight up.
Blair Witch, great one. Six, Paranormal Activity. Now, there's like five of these movies, but
I'm
you
shocked
can pick
to
anyone.
Put this on your list.
What? Really that shit was you. Scary.
That first one? That
Man,
shit is creepy.
Fuck all that shit, you guys. That's the same kind of shit you can find in Amityville Horror. You can find it on any fucking Paranormal Activity TV show. And they just made it into a longer movie and they dragged it out for seven fucking movies. Get the hell out of here with that shit.
Hey, that was good. I mean, seven movies, it is this thing. Like,
watch Paranormal Activity. Watch A Haunting. They were doing this kind of shit way before Paranormal Activity was a thing.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But Paranormal Activity, at least that first one.
A Haunting even generated a movie.
Yeah, well, the first one, the first Paranormal Activity to me was creepy. The way
that was the best one, yeah.
The way it was done, like
okay, fair.
The dude's
number
like
one,
in
the
bed,
first one
and
was,
it just gets
that
yanked out of the bed, and yeah, right. Like
right, that shit was scary as a
it's creepy. Yeah. I guess too, like the way shit sometimes the way shit is filmed, I probably appreciate it more than the actual movie itself, because like if it's done right with the right sound effects and the right like. Sometimes those screams, those pitches, like, oh shit, that alone's creeps
Not even
me
the
out.
Screams. do you? It's one specific part on that movie that I hear that scared the beleaguered jizzers out of me is when you can hear the whatever that is walking up the stairs and it started running and it came right to the side of the bed.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
That shit'll get you.
Yeah, man.
That ain't no coming in halfway strong. Number five is Friday the 13th.
Classic.
Those
classic.
Yeah,
classic
now we're getting into my classic. Yeah.
That's classic. Any one of those,
and you could really just pick. Yeah, pick and choose. I'm classic, man. I like usually sequels. Sometimes sequels are definitely done well, but man, the first one of a series is always like gonna be.
It's the first one notch. Is always the best, bro.
But see, the first Friday one, the 13th, but on the Friday the 13th, the
one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The first one for me on the Friday the 13th, you was just getting to know what the Crystal Lake and Jason was going to be about. Then see, like in the third one, in the fourth one, when he just started really just fucking peak, just one of my best ones was he was at Camp Crystal Lake and it was two people and they was in a sleeping bag and they was having sex. He picked up that sleeping bag and whapped their ass against that tree. It broke their backs like, damn. That's what I knew. I was like, ooh, shit, he fucked him up. He tore his ass up.
That makes me think twice about having sex in the woods now. Like,
man, especially in the sleeping bag.
Yeah.
He picked that whole bag up and whapped their ass against that tree like, whop, like, damn.
Number four, coming in strong. Number four, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Any one of those.
Pick your poison on that one. Freddy Krueger was nightmare after nightmare as a kid.
The first one was like, once again, the introduction of Freddy Krueger to me. The second one, ooh, wait.
Yeah.
At one, two, Freddy's coming for you. Three, four.
Come on, three, four, baby.
Yeah, that shit was scary
Everybody
right there.
Everybody knew that shit. Everybody knew that shit, too. And that was, too, like, as kids, you go around saying that shit to like creep people out, and you get someone that was really scared of that movie, and they'd be like, quit that. Don't do that.
Dude, have you ever done it? I used to scare like some of my cousins when we'd all be sleeping over, and I'd be sleeping at their houses, and I would just start singing the shit like late as hell in the night. We're going to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd just start singing one, two,
We'll talk about some other things too.
And I would sing it, barely sing it.
Yeah, and then I got some other things to touch about that. We'll go into that here in a second. Number three, Halloween. I'm going with the original. Obviously, I haven't seen the new one yet, but the new one is supposed to be good. Halloween is a strong
Michael Myers. That's perfectly placed. That's a classic. That's got to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had a debate about this, but we couldn't leave them off the list. So we did a 2A and a 2B. So 2A, Poltergeist. 2B, The Exorcist. Poltergeist and The Exorcist were dope movies. Classic Halloween movies. Creepy. Yeah. The thing with these two movies for me is this is legit shit that people still consider real today. Like, people still think that you do exorcisms and shit to drive spirits away and all this kind of shit. Like, there's places over in Europe and probably here in the States somewhere, but some redneck country or redneck state. But this is shit. That's when you can relate it to real life. It's like, oh shit, that could really happen. That shit really happens.
I think those are perfectly placed right there, and they neck and neck with each other for me. Like, those is two good movies, and they scary as a motherfucker.
And number one, classic. I don't think you can go wrong with this. If you want to have a great night, enjoy a great Halloween movie with your friends, your family, whatever, is it.
Number one is it.
It makes sense. Yeah, that shit is a fucked up movie, bro.
I think because that's
crazy number one.
It's not so much that it's like super scary, but it stays with you. It leaves with you,
and it's got the whole everything. It touches all bases, like you say.
And it's got the weird, like, association with clowns. People have the crazy, like, phobias of clowns and scariness.
And with the kids.
And Pennywise is a scary-ass clown. Don't get me wrong.
It's got everything.
It's got that pop-out effect, you know, that, like, all of a sudden, jumpy boom, shit. The jumpy. Yeah, there you go. And
yeah,
it's got
man.
The story that can kind of just... It's a great Halloween movie. So,
that's the one. If you want a Halloween joint, that's it. That's the one that it's got everything. It's gonna...
Did clowns ever scare you guys in general? Were you ever like the people?
Some
not me. Not me. Nah, that was just a dude with a red nose and a bald ass head with some hair around his head. Nah,
that's what I always said, y'all. Like,
yeah,
I
nah. But this clown,
it never felt authentic to me.
But this
clown definitely wasn't fucked up.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and it's just like, we all float down here. Beep, beep, Richie. Like, shit, like, it's
that shit creepy.
It was just creepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's,
that shit was creepy.
I don't know.
And a lot of them that didn't make the list is the one that I want, well, we debated it out of there, but was Thing.
Oh, Thing was a good one. Yeah. Thing was an honorable mention. There was a few. You know, more current, A Quiet Place was definitely a good one.
I just saw that yesterday.
I don't know that it's so much scary as it was just a good movie. There was definitely some good ones. A Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin Fever, The Wrong Turn.
Recap real quick. We got 10, The Ring, 9, Scream, 8, The Conjuring, 7, Blair Witch Project, 6, Paranormal Activity, 5, Friday the 13th, 4, Nightmare on Elm Street, 3, Halloween, 2A, Poltergeist, 2B, The Exorcist, 1, It.
I think that's it.
If you've got any comments about any of that, the lines are still open. 442-244-9900. Share your thoughts about that. Maybe you got some favorite movies. But going back to what Label said, and his stories about singing the Friday the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff. Did you guys ever, like, as kids, do the whole, like, you know, turn off all the lights in the house at 2 a.m. and go in front of the mirror and do, like, the Bloody Mary and stuff like that?
Oh, hell no.
That was a big thing too. If you get a group of kids together and you guys got to stand in front of a mirror, like in your bathroom, all the lights out, and you have to yell Bloody Mary like 3 times.
And then, you know, the whole thing is that Bloody Mary will appear in the mirror and she'll kill you after that.
And you wanted that, so you went in the dark room and said Bloody Mary, huh?
Yeah.
No.
That was one thing that we did was the old Bloody Mary. And it was crazy, too, because in my buddy's house, growing up as kids, they had this huge vent. It had a big, giant grate over it, but it stood in... It was an older house, and that was...
Was it a Bloody Marathon?
Here he goes with the grandpa jokes again. But it was like even worse. You'd have to stay. We'd make somebody stand on the grate, and then you'd look into the bathroom, and on the bathroom, on the shower door, they had one of the big mirrors on the shower door. And so you'd make the person stand over the grate and all the lights off and have to yell Bloody Mary into the mirror. And it fucked with you. It was a mind trip. You couldn't help but be a little bit scared by it or nervous by it or anything like that.
Well, why would you do it then if it...
Because you're a 12-year-old boy. You gotta show that your dick's bigger than everybody else's. That's ultimately what it comes down to. Yeah.
I'd have just went out of the backyard and picked up a baseball and threw it farther.
I mean, you could have done that too. But what kind of fun would that be?
You know what I mean? Just throw it further than the next dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You gonna buck around and went in the bathroom.
While we got you on the line real quick here, you want to share any of your thoughts about your favorite candies or candies that you don't like getting at Halloween
candy
time?
Corn is Adam Bomb's favorite. Whatever you do, get him a hot, fat sack of that
like
candy
you
corn.
You like candy corn?
Fuck candy corns. No, I hate candy corn with a goddamn passion.
Get him a fat sack of candy corn.
I was about to say, see, like, I'm not against candy corn, but I also see why people would hate it. Like, I get it. People like avocado, and I'll never understand it. So, you know, candy corn is my avocado for most people. Man, I'm fucking about... I was a chocolate bar kid, man. So I was really like a Snickers kid, Baby Ruth, Milky Ways, motherfucker. Like, all that shit was like... That was my kind of shit.
I feel like Baby Ruth is an underestimated, like a undervalued candy bar. Baby Ruth is solid.
Yes, it is, sir.
Not a lot of people like the Baby Ruth, though.
You know, another one that's really came on strong for me is the Twix. Like, damn, Twix is bomb.
Twix is my shit, bro.
Twix is good. It just ain't enough. So you got to get the king size, for, you know what I'm saying?
But see, I always felt like getting Twix was the best way to go because it was like you were getting two. So I always felt like I was pulling one over on my mom. She could be like, hey, you
see,
can get
I
one
feel
candy.
Like I was getting gypped, though. I was getting gypped with the Kit Kats. I love a Kit Kat, yo. But
Kit Kat's
I
cool,
never
but
wanted
Twix
to spend whatever amount. I felt like I was getting more in a Snickers and in a Twix and in a fucking other candy bar than I was getting in a Kit Kat.
Absolutely.
You know, the one, it's not even a candy bar, but it's considered, is the... Well, I feel I get the least is the Reese cups. Like, man, these two little ass Reese cups, man, that's it.
Like, I always told people growing up with Kit Kats, the Kit Kats were bomb. And is, you know, you get, when you buy the regular pack, you know, you get four bars, four sticks or whatever. Mm-hmm. They should have done four sticks wide, but then two sections of those four sticks.
Yep.
So then you get eight sticks all together. That would have been genius for Kit Kat to do that.
Yep. Like, yep.
That would have been even better. Yeah, I was always the kid, too, that liked Skittles and M&M's, because, again, I thought I was getting more for my buck. Like,
hey, you get the nerds.
Yeah.
You get the big box of nerds and shit. Like, I got more than everybody.
Nerds.
I got more than everybody. I got on one side, I got blue. On the other side, I got red.
You got fucking bubble gum for 10 cents a pop, so you can get like 50 of them and still be at like
$3. You feel?
You're eating nerds like one nerd at a time, thinking you're good because you got way more than everybody.
So you eat your blue side first. You eat your blue side, then you got your red side for later.
Yeah.
You know, you got the two sides. You can, you know what I'm saying, switch them up on their podcast. You can get the red.
Some of the worst
things. Jump up
the
nerd rope.
What were some of the worst things you remember ever getting
for Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, right off the top, mine was motherfucker. I looked in my bag, I had an apple in there. Like, man.
Apple. Popcorn balls.
You motherfucker to put an apple in my sack. Like, yeah. No.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they gave me an apple. No.
I remember getting like popcorn balls. Those were bad. Like, really? Come on.
And they still in the popcorn balls.
I don't know how long you had this popcorn from. Who knows where you got it from? You, right. You probably rolled this ball with your dirty ass hand.
Last Halloween.
Yeah.
Motherfucker still in the
If I'm going trick or treating and you throw Mike and Ikes in my bag, nigga, I'm spitting them in your face.
Oh, you don't like Mike and Ikes? I fuck with Mike and Ikes. I like Mike and Ikes.
I hate the flavorless fucking clay putty shit. That's what I can't stand.
Do you fuck with hot tamales?
Little balls of flavorless fucking putty.
Hey, the worst candies to ever get in a bag is them little gummies. What's those called? It's a little gummy thing, but it's round.
It's like a
cylinder shape, but it's and they just gummies, but they the worst though.
I don't know what those ones are. Charlie. Oh, are you talking about like the gum with the sugar on them, like gumdrops?
But they're not gumdrops though.
Oh, okay.
They come in a box.
Oh, dots.
Dots.
Dots, yeah, you're talking about dots.
Dots, same thing with dots. Dots are up there with the Mike and Ike too, man.
Yeah, I'm cool
get
on the dots.
Get that shit out of my
motherfucker. I hate those.
Man.
Yeah, take the dots out.
Dots, I feel like after you eat a box of dots, you have to go to the dentist because that shit just gets jammed up in your teeth.
Yes. Yes, get them out of there, and I don't like them whompers. I hated that. I get home, I look at my bag, all I got is them, a bag full of whompers. Like, man.
Wait. Yo, I fuck with Whoppers though, man. That's kind of like damn, man. Pleasures from a kid. Come on.
And Whoppers were good. And a while back, they came out with the like strawberry Whoppers, and they tasted like that strawberry like Nesquik milk that you could get like
as
a kid. And they were so good. But some people don't like the texture of the Whopper because it's got that weird malt shit in the center.
I understand.
Yeah,
that's what it was. That malty shit.
Well, how do you feel about jelly beans?
See, I'm okay, but it's got to be certain ones.
Starburst.
I fuck with like the sweet tart jelly beans, the Starburst
ones.
Yeah, the
sweet tart or the Starburst, I could eat them.
You give me that old school shit with like
anything of the one, but if you give me the licorice or some type
I'll
of
fucking
black
punch
one.
You in your face. I'll fucking punch you in your face.
Yeah.
Speaking of black licorice, get them fucking Good and Plenty. Those are World War II fucking candies. I don't need your Good and Plenty's in my fucking bag anymore. Get that fucking rabbit shit. Out of my.
What, are those the Twizzlers? Is that what you're talking about?
No, Good and Plenty's were like the little. They were like little hard pieces of candy. They had like a hard coating around a piece of black licorice, and they were like crunchy. And then once you get to the center, it was black licorice in the middle.
People ate that?
Yes. Oh, it was some shit that your grandma and grandpa would have had in like a candy bowl on their coffee table, like
next to the Werther's.
Yeah. Hey, I fuck with Werther's though. Werther's are good.
The caramel, yeah, I fuck with them.
Yeah, Werther's.
You was lucky. You know what I'm saying? You were lucky. You'll go home, check your sack. You got some caramel clusters in there.
Yeah, caramel.
You know what I mean? You look in your bag. You got some caramel clusters in there, and you know some taffy.
Caramel clusters. I mean? Yeah. That's awesome.